The new film Lebanon tells the story of Israel's 1982 invasion of Lebanon from the perspective of an Israeli tank crew. It's the first film from director Samuel Maoz, who witnessed the invasion firsthand from a tank. The movie won the top prize at last year's Venice Film Festival and is now opening in U.S. theaters. Iris Mann reports.
June 6, 1982, 6:15 a.m., the first day of the invasion. Inside an Israeli tank, the crew waits anxiously. Suddenly, a white BMW careens around a bend in the road. The tank gunner fires a machine gun burst to the car's left and then to its right to get the car to stop. But the car bears down on the tank and the soldiers in front of it. The gunner freezes. The men in the car open fire, and an Israeli soldier is killed. The tank gunner was director Samuel Maoz.
I saw how he is dying in front of my eyes, and the soldiers outside start to shout, "Who is this gunner in this tank? Our friend is dying because of you." And then they needed to evacuate the body, and until the helicopter will come, the only place was the tank. So suddenly, the dead soldier that died because of me was lying half a meter from me, more close than we are sitting now.
Maoz tells the story as if it happened yesterday, not 28 years ago. His directions during filming were even more intense, says actor Yoav Donat, who plays Maoz, nicknamed Shmulek.
Sometimes he was just shouting the thoughts that he was thinking when he was there. Things like he killed someone and he was shouting and we took a take. And when we say cut, Shmulek was the only one that wasn't into tears on the set. I mean, everyone was just so shocked about it because everyone understood that it was just shouting on himself.
After the episode with the men in the car, a mini truck approached the tank. The Israeli soldiers yelled that there were terrorists behind the truck's canvas, so Maoz closed his eyes and pulled the trigger.
And when I opened my eyes, I saw that the terrorists behind the canvas were chickens, and I saw a man, he was like 50 years old, a civilian. He was without two legs, without one hand, crawling with his one hand. And you know, in this moment, I couldn't in no way do the connection between the act that I did to the result. I just remember that it was something like a kind of, I don't know, shout in the back of my head, like I knew in my instinct that my life won't be anymore the same, you know.
The emotional intensity of Maoz's story had a profound effect on actor Yoav Donat.
I had something like, I don't know, a little nervous breakdown or something like that. I mean, it was like after 3 days that we shoot scenes, only me and Shmulek shooting scenes of Shmulek. I can't be there anymore in these extreme emotional places because in this movie, Shmulek never cries. So there was no way for me to discharge all these emotional things that I dealt with. So I just went to a private room and I cried, and then I felt like I can continue with shooting the film.
There was no such release for director Maoz. There's not much release for the director's audience. The entire film is shot from the perspective of the tank crew inside the vehicle, seeing only what they see of the outside through viewfinders and slits in the armor. Military service is compulsory in Israel, so it's not surprising that many of the crew had served in Lebanon during the 1980s. Several of them were exchanging wartime stories when cinematographer Goria Bejak recounted the night he was told that an Israeli tank was surrounded.
I was a very small soldier, you know. But I was the one who said, we'll better send the pilot there. And finally, the Air Force got the communication with them, and they told him what direction to go, and they saved themselves. So after 20 years, we were talking about the army, and then he just mentioned his story. And I said, oh my God, it was you.
Bejak says that when he first read the script for the film Lebanon, the visuals, the themes, and what he needed to do were so clear to him that he jokingly told Maoz not to bother coming to the set. But the director had to. He says until he began filming, he couldn't speak of his wartime experiences or even do much with his life.
I was in the darkness for almost 25 years, and I consider myself lucky because I had the opportunity to unload it and maybe to create something that will achieve the opposite, that the film will open people's minds, that they will know exactly what is war. Of course, that the process itself was, let's say, the best treatment that I could buy for myself, but it wasn't the reason for doing the film. When the soul is bleeding, nothing can really stop it. I mean, this is still the first thought in the morning and the last thought when you are falling asleep. But I can't accept myself. I can feel more complete with myself now. I can learn to smile with the pain.
Director Samuel Maoz, whose debut film, Lebanon, continues in theaters nationwide. For NPR News, I'm Iris Mann.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.